FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O thy Redeemer. Father God, let us all say amen. Amen. And amen again. First, giving all praises to God, to Pastor Mathis in his absence. I would like to thank him for giving me another opportunity to stand before God's people this morning. To all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, to the officers of this church, I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you all will open your Bibles to the book of Habakkuk, one of the minor prophets, chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. I will start reading at the first verse. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet of Anshigonoth. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Timon, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of praise. And his brightness was as light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was no hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Let us drop down to verse 13. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of the people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Thou didst strike through with staves the head of his village. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was to devour the poor secret. Thou didst walk through the sea with thine horses, though the heap of great waters. When I heard my belly tremble, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself. Up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fall, shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Habakkuk says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places, to the chief singers on my string instruments. Thank God for the reading of his word. I would like to use as a subject this morning, trusting in God during turbulent times. Trusting in God during turbulent times. The book of Habakkuk was written during a turbulent time in the history of Israel. The nation was divided, with the northern kingdom of Israel having already been overtaken by the Assyrians, and the southern kingdom of Judah facing threat from the Babylonians. Habakkuk, a prophet of God, was troubled by what he observed in Judah. He asked some difficult questions, and he sought answers. Habakkuk saw a dying world, church, and it broke his heart. His nation, Judah, was facing moral decay, social injustice, and religious corruption. The righteous were oppressed, and the wicked seemed to prosper. Does that sound familiar? Is there anyone in here this morning that has a broken heart because of what we see happening in our nation and in our communities? The moral fabric of our world seems to be unraveling. Evilness is everywhere. Our young men are dying left and right in the streets because of gun violence, drug use, and mental illness. Habakkuk found himself in the same situation. He saw a nation dying, and it broke his heart. He had many questions for God. Why is there evil in the world? Why do the wicked seem to be prospering and winning? But Psalms 37 reminds us about the wicked, church, for it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall they dwell in the land, and verily they shall be fed. So listen, church, we should never worry envy or worry about evil people prospering. No matter how much they have, it will fade and vanish like the grass that withers and dies. Those of us who follow God lives differently from the wicked. And in the end, we will have far greater treasures in heaven. Amen. What the unbeliever or the evil person gets may last a lifetime, if that long, but it's only temporary. But what we get from following God lasts eternally. Amen? Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many know that serving the Lord will pay off after a while? God sees all and God knows all. So Habakkuk boldly and confidently took his complaints directly to God in prayer. Prayer is the only way to get answers to questions about God and his work. He cried out to God asking, how long and why? Because the wicked are overpowering the righteous and justice is perverted. Church, this lets me know that it's okay to have an honest conversation with God. See, God can handle your questions. He can handle your raw emotions. He can handle anything that you need to know from him. We must seek our answers directly from God and directly from his holy word. Books, theology, philosophy, science, advanced education, seminaries, Bible colleges, the thoughts and wisdom of others. These are okay, but none of these is a substitute for seeking the face of God himself. Habakkuk prayed for God to act, and God answered him by saying, I am raising up the Babylonians to judge Judah. Now that stunned Habakkuk. He was stunned. God's plan was to bring judgment upon Judah through the Babylonians, which was a nation that was more wicked than the nation of Judah. So let us take a look at chapter 3, starting with the first verse, where there's a shift from, in chapters 1 and 2, from Habakkuk questioning God to pleading with God to revive his work in time of trouble. So here, starting at chapter 3, Habakkuk was done asking God questions, even though he was stunned by God's answer. Sometimes God surprises us. We don't get the answer that we're looking for, but he does answer prayer. It may not always be the answer that you're looking for, but he does answer prayer. And so now it was time to worship the Lord. It was time to pray that God's will be done. So what we see in chapter 3 is Habakkuk's prayer, where he had switched from questioning God to praying to God. Amen?
Amen.
It was time to praise the Lord for his mighty acts. Habakkuk prayed one of the greatest prayers of faith ever recorded, a prayer that teaches us, church, how to trust in God during turbulent times. Let us look at verse 1 and 2. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet up on Shigonoth. Somebody might ask, what is that word? Well, it's just a style of music. It's kind of like in the Psalms when you see the word Shalah. You know, it's so this is a hymn, a prayer, a prayer, a hymn, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And so Habakkuk begins, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive. Right here, Habakkuk is asking the Lord to do it again, what he had done before. Thy work in the midst of the years make known, in wrath, remember mercy. Habakkuk was saying, Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I am amazed at the powerful things that you have done in the past. Lord, I heard how you delivered Israel from her bondage in Egypt. Now I pray that you would do great things in this day. And then he said, Lord, please remember to show us mercy in the midst of judgment, because God was going to use the Babylonians to judge Judah. And Habakkuk knew God meant what he said. So
thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't get to control what happens today. It's a new day. Listen.